Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Trudy Jean Evans is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Trudy Jean is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of The Pied Piper Principle, Lead, and They Will Follow. She is an outstanding executive coach. She's an HR consultant. She is helping people make sure that their company culture is on the right track, but today she's here to talk to us about a really important milestone. Trudy Jean Evans, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's nice to be back.
Good to have you back, as always. Trudy, I want to congratulate you. I understand that you're celebrating your 15th year of your business. What a great milestone.
Thank you so much, and I understand you have one coming up right around the corner.
Next month is the 15th anniversary of our show, exactly, and this month is the 15th anniversary of our website, and so, we're pretty much coinciding there. My small business, I started in 89, but we started our media company. We sort of started transitioning to the media company in 97, and so I'm glad to know we've got some similar milestones. Talk to us about your thoughts on 15 years in business.
Well, you know what? One of the things that you just said is transitioning. And yeah. I recently...
Reinventing,
Exactly. I recently posted a blog. You can find me at trudyjeanevans.blogspot.com. And in there I said, you know, I've listed 9 ways to stay in business for 15 years, looking for people to give me the 10th idea.
Right.
But number 7 is embrace change. And
yeah.
It's all about just what you said. You can't stay like you are. You have to continuously look outside, see what the competition is doing, see what your customers are doing, and you certainly have to be able to transition and embrace change.
I like the way you use that word embrace, because one of the things I've learned in my career and I've learned from change experts is that it's in the 21st century, it's not enough to acknowledge change. It's not even enough to manage change. You have to lead change, don't you? Which can't happen unless you embrace it.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? If you continue to think about how you can add new business while retaining the existing business you have, that only will force you to, again, mm-hmm. embrace change mm-hmm. and look at what other things do you need to be doing and what do you need to stop doing, because it's no longer important in the marketplace or it's no longer needed.
Well, I wrote an article once a few years ago titled Reinvention or Extinction, The Choice is Yours.
And also,
one of the things along these lines that I've said, my audience has heard me say 1,000 times, in the 21st century, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
You know what, I want to add just to that, because that's an interesting perspective, because everybody's, one of the things that everybody said to add was, you know, to have fun and love what you're doing, and you're absolutely right, you have to do that. But I'll say, one of the other things I find interesting, Jim, that small business owners do not do, they do not look at their P&L on a monthly basis.
That's right.
And that is
not nearly as much as they should, as often.
No, they do not.
Many of them never do it.
Never. Nothing.
The only time they see a P&L is when they get their tax return.
And let's remember to define it. That's your profit and loss statement. That's
yep,
the statement
yep.
that tells you how much money you've got coming in,
right.
how much you're spending, and how much you're putting on the
bottom. Yep, and whether you're making a profit or not. Yeah.
Exactly. And I am always surprised when I ask. I'm not surprised that small business owners don't have a marketing plan. I'm not surprised that they don't have a business plan or they don't have established goals, because that's very difficult for small business owners to
mm-hmm.
do because of the entrepreneurial spirit. And that's the same spirit that that sometimes keeps them away from the details and the numbers, and that's so very, very important to keep an eye on the P&L, just as if you had an accounting finance guy.
And the P&L is important, but that's accounting, and you do need
right.
that. You should look at that every month. No, at least once a quarter, at least 4 times a year, you should have a current one that you've done, but for that recent quarter or month. But something else that's real time, that's just as critical, if not more critical, many times, Trudy Jean, and that is a cash flow statement. Now, mm-hmm. and I'm not talking about the kind the accountants make.
Right.
I'm talking about the kind that business owners need, which tells you, if you do it right, it'll tell you when you're going to run out of money and what you got to do.
Well, and again, in the bigger business world, you know, that is included in the word of forecasting. My husband, Bill,
yep.
is the person that takes care of our financial end of the business, and he's always been keeping an eye on how much am I billing, who am I billing, what customers, but how much money is coming in.
Yep.
Because if you don't collect it, it doesn't matter. So
all you've
you're
done is make
right.
a loan. If you do the business and you give them credit and they haven't paid you, you've made a loan so far.
You know what? That's a great way. I've never heard anybody put it that way. That's a great way of putting it. Let me ask you something real fast. So I had 9 different reasons people stay in business 15 years, and you can see it on my blog. What is your number one reason why?
Well, number one reason?
You've been able.
I think, I was a good employee for way more than 20 years. And I like the fact that even my biggest challenges, the things that I thought might even take me down, belong to me. The good, the successes belong to me, but even the things that didn't let me sleep or woke me up at 3 o'clock or the times when I didn't know, never mind, am I going to be here tomorrow? I didn't know if I was going to be here the next hour.
Yeah.
They still belong to me.
The ownership and the accountability that you held
and
yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that might sound weird to some people, but that, to me, I just liked being, I liked having responsibility and control for my own destiny, and there was no door behind which somebody was making the decision about me.
I completely agree with you. 15 years in the corporate world, and I agree with you. Today, I would much rather, as we were going through the downtimes, be worried about where I could control finding
mm-hmm.
business
mm-hmm.
versus waiting for be called into an office and saying, hey, we've made a decision, and you are now part of that decision.
We got a plan, but you're not part of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, no, that's right, and I think that's the thing that drives most small business owners.
Yeah,
but, folks, you've got to do the fundamentals, like Trudy Jean was talking about. You got to get better with your financials. When I see a period of time in a given year that I'm going to be slow on cash because of the way the money comes in, my banker knows it 3 months in advance.
Absolutely.
And that makes him happy.
Sure.
When I'm able to give him that kind of kind of a notice.
Yeah.
Trudy Jean, give us your website quickly, please.
It's theravengroupinc.com.
Check it out. Trudy Jean Evans. Her book is called The Pied Piper Principle. We come back. I'm going to ask Trudy Jean about what part do values play in maintaining a business over a long time. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.